April 24 to 30 is National Volunteer Week. St. Paul. There's a core group of volunteers in St. Paul who have dedicated countless hours to ensuring everyone has the chance to enjoy a variety of sports. Donna Goddard is the chair of St. Paul Special Olympics and has been involved with the organization for almost 20 years. She became involved while she was working with a young man, helping out behind the scenes. Then, about 12 years ago, she signed on as a bowling coach, and over the years has continued to be involved with the organization. Over the years, she's coached bocce, golf, and badminton also. In the winter months, Special Olympics offers five-pin bowling. The season will be wrapping up soon with a small in-house tournament scheduled for April 30. The bocce, golf, and badminton seasons will begin in mid-May. The group relies on volunteer coaches and fundraising to keep the programs running. For those involved, it is no doubt worth the time and effort. Goddard says she encourages people to check out Special Olympics to witness firsthand the joy and friendship athletes experience while they compete locally and even nationally. Anyone over the age of 16 can volunteer with Special Olympics, and the group is always looking for more coaches and volunteers to help out. Goddard says with more interest and more involvement from athletes, restoring a slow pitch team or floor hockey team could be a possibility in the future, offering even more opportunities for area athletes. Athletes can join Special Olympics are young as 9 years old, and include anyone with a developmental disability, or those who have had an injury from childhood. Stacy Bidnar is another dedicated volunteer with St. Paul Special Olympics. She has been involved with the local chapter for about 5 years as a volunteer, and previous to that she would watch and support her brother as he took part in events with the group. At an event, I was asked if I would like to volunteer with Special Olympics and said I might as well, since I support my brother and attend regularly, says Bidnar. I love volunteering with Special Olympics and spending time with the participants. Not only do I get to spend more time with my brother, I get to know each participant on an individual level, she adds. There have been countless hours spent laughing and joking, and she's been able to create new relationships with many people. She also enjoys when participants tell her how excited they are for their next Special Olympics event. Special Olympics plays a huge role in our community, adds Bidnar, who is a strong supporter of diversity and inclusion. This is one way it is achieved, everyone is welcome. More than just creating a team or a community, Special Olympics acts as a family. And of course, there are physical health benefits to being involved with the sports. Bidnar encourages others to step forward and volunteer if they are able. It is rewarding, amazing lifelong relationships are made, and you are always laughing and having a good time.